Is Satan Behind Your Facebook Page? Written by Topher Haddix and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I believe that social media can be an effective platform for the spread of the gospel. There are plenty of Christ-centered resources in the online community that I use on a daily basis to help me grow spiritually. But if we're honest, we probably spend a small portion of our time advancing our spiritual growth, while the rest is spent on aimless scrolling. We spend hours a day consuming endless information, pictures, and videos without a safeguard for our minds. For Christians, I've found that this is dangerous territory. This potentially turns the mind into an open plain, with Satan prowling through the grass like a lion, waiting to devour. Here are four ways the enemy tries to devour you through social media. First, Satan wants your marriage. It starts with a like here and a like there. She's only a friend. You justify the innocent interaction of the like button because it doesn't cross any solid lines. You gradually push the boundary line further and further back. Maybe the likes and the comments lead to private conversations. Remember, sin is never satisfied with the amount of you it has. Sooner or later, you are hiding conversations from your spouse. Before you know it, you're involved in a mental, perhaps even a physical affair. Number two, Satan wants your pure thoughts. We live in a pornographic culture, and it is almost impossible to avoid it while scrolling. Couple that with the ease of giving into lustful thoughts, and it is a disaster for holy living. Satan will whisper that it's okay to look, because there's no harm. Who's going to know? It can be your little pet sin. But it won't stop there. Keep your heart pure and fixed on the Father. Get rid of anything that might hinder that. It's absolutely worth it, and it's deadly if you don't. Third, Satan wants your time. Psalm 1 tells us the blessed man meditates day and night on the Word of God. How can we know what to pray for unless we meditate on His Word? How can we read the Word, much less meditate on it day and night, if we're constantly scrolling through social media? We're simply choosing the pleasures of this world rather than spending time with the God of the universe. It's that simple. Because we're not pursuing God like we should, we get bored and are attempting to fill that void with constant entertainment. And fourth, Satan wants your worship. Social media can train us to worship the idol of self. We can essentially create many shrines of ourselves, striving for praise via the almighty like. You can't be self-absorbed and have compassion for others. If the enemy can keep us distracted by keeping our faces buried in a screen, then we won't be able to see the hurting world around us. We certainly won't be missions-minded if we're consumed with our own lives. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul tells us to glorify God in whatever we do. This includes social media. We can either wield Facebook for God's glory or Satan's.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Planet Oat oat milk is rich and creamy, has 0 grams of sugar in Planet Oat unsweetened varieties, and is an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. You should visit planetoat.com for more, because there's so many good things, it's hard to fit them all in this short commercial.